Hi, what's up, Trey? How you doing, man?
What's up, bro? I just seen your tweet. I was trying to retweet it, but like my Twitter going ham right now. I can't even find it. What's up?
Not much, man. We've been waiting to talk to you for a while, man. You got this new song out, Heartache, that is hot. We played it yesterday for the first time. Everybody loved it. You got your new album, Chapter 5, coming out in June, man. So how are you getting ready for that big release?
Oh, man, with a single just released yesterday. Well, the day before yesterday.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, baby. I'm excited, man. You know, just to bring everybody up to date. Just got off tour doing the Anticipation Tour, which is based off a mixtape. The first time I've ever toured off a mixtape, we did about 20 cities, sold 60,000 tickets on average 3K venues. So that was an amazing experience for me, and it was kind of like gearing me back up for album time, you know. And it's a blessing beyond belief because I used to do mixtapes just to be heard.
Man, let me tell you this. Every time that you come to Columbus, and, you know, we get to talk a little bit before you go on show and perform, you have stayed the same person since you very first came out, man. And I got to say, you stayed humble, and I respect you for that.
I appreciate it, man. You know, one thing my mama always say, man, no matter how much money you get, no matter how many people know your name, you ain't nothing but a man.
Mm.
That's true.
You know, and once you start to think you anything but that, that's when God going to show you different.
Right, and that's the truth.
Believe that.
Yeah, let's talk about some groupie tales. You go from city to city. I want
to
get to the juicy
straight
stuff.
To it, right.
Trey, I like the juicy stuff. So,
right,
I mean, that's
me
what
too,
I like.
Boo.
Yeah. I want to hear one of the best groupie stories you have.
The best group. I don't walk around with them just in the phone, just off the hip like that. I mean, I got some great stories about, you know, my nightlife.
Okay, I'll take that.
But that ain't really, you know, that's what people I enjoy my time with.
Oh.
You know, so, just like you said, I like the juicy stuff.
Now, the last couple songs you put out, man, it sounds like somebody broke your heart. So, I mean, Trey Songz could have his heart broken.
I mean, I've been through experiences in life like everybody else, man. And, you know, the journeys within my life have led me to this point. You know, Can't Be Friends, you remember that record was definitely based off a real experience, something that I've been through in life that, you know, not word for word, but I feel like when I go through something in my life, I can share that experience with somebody else that's been through it. So, whereas though I might not be having a heart attack and as far as the relationship is concerned right now, I know there's somebody somewhere that is
right.
That needs to hear that song to get through it. And if you have in that point in a relationship where it's the breaking point, it's like, do I stay, do I go? You invest in so much of yourself and it just don't seem like it's working, but you want to keep it together. That's a painful time in a relationship, and anybody that's really been in love know what that's like.
Yeah, for sure, man. And like the ladies want to know though, Trey, are you single or is there somebody special?
I'm out here.
I need to walk around with that so I don't have to say it all.
Right, right. You need the bud like we got it.
Hit it one more time.